Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Let's go to that breaking news now from the UK, from the royal family in the Palace of Westminster. Catherine, Princess of Wales, has revealed that she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. The princess released a video at 6 p.m. this evening. Here's what she had to say.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
And that video from Kate Middleton released just moments ago. I'm joined by Enda Brady now from London. Very sad news, Enda, and it explains why she was absent from the public eye for some time.
Yeah, and I think it's sad that it's come to this, that she's had to appear on video while receiving treatment for cancer and to put this statement out there. It's a very significant development. I mean, in all my years covering royals, I've never known a statement or a situation like this. I think the pressure had built up to such an extent that they absolutely had to do something, and this is the end result. So now people know. Hopefully she will get the space and the privacy she has requested to deal with this and hopefully make a full recovery.
It seems that she's suggesting the outlook is positive or optimistic, though.
Yeah, so I think the key words I took from that statement was cancer had been found. So it would indicate that the cancer has been removed and she's now having a course of preventative chemotherapy. So I don't think she will be coming back. There was all the talk and the prediction that she would be back by Easter and that the public would see her. I think what they've done this evening now is effectively just say, you know, here she is. End all the internet conspiracy theories and rumours about her and her health and her life. Just leave her alone and give her the space to have the treatment and recover.
And it comes at a time, Enda, when King Charles is unwell as well.
Yes, exactly. So now we're in a situation where the monarch has cancer and is receiving treatment for it, and the future queen, now we know, had cancer. Certainly cancer had been in her body. So yeah, it's an unprecedented time for the House of Windsor. I mean, they're going from one crisis to another, two health crises at the same time. But, you know, it was quite an upbeat end to the message, where Catherine's saying that she gets great joy from the work that she does and she hopes to return to it. But for now, it's dealing with it while having a young family and explaining it to them as well.
Can I ask you, really briefly, do you think she'll get the privacy that she's looking for?
I think so, certainly in the UK. From the press, I think they will back off. And it's really telling that, you know, there haven't been any paparazzi photographers, certainly British ones and British publications taking those pictures, that the one that was leaked of her mother dropping her back after the school run recently was published in the United States and online. And in that very strange video from the trip to a farm shop the other day, I think she will get the privacy in the UK, but it probably will be open season for the foreign press now.
Okay. Enda Brady in London. Thank you very much indeed.